Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, welcome to Topical Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. Steve Cypress coming at you from the Salt Lake City Airport in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. And as the sun is setting, kind of hard to see, but behind me there are some beautiful 12, 13,000 foot mountains back there. Hey, Coach, I don't know if you can see them, it's kind of in the sunset. Ah, what a shame. We got a glare off the window. Anyway, so here's the thing. As I walk through the airport, I'm seeing up on the news, and I'm walking by newspaper stands, and it is just amazing. I'm going to try and stay away from the cesspool of the news, but you can barely help it these days. But just about everything is all about the crumbling of trust that if we ever had, which I remember we did have, in institutions like politics, the media, Hollywood, athletes, like holy crumoly, there's just so much dishonesty and who's a crook and who's a whatever, and like who cares who signed over a whatever uranium to somebody and who called the Russians and had a meeting with this and who's doing what and who that, who gives a crap? I mean, this, like the Congress that never does anything. And they somehow think that they, if they just keep themselves busy investigating things that happened years ago that don't have any effect on the future of the country, like somehow that's doing something, like get to work. We're broke. Aren't we like $20 bazillion in debt? And aren't we like have no chance of like paying that back and the debt payments are crazy? Like fix something here. Like, we've got broken systems and everything, but all everyone concerned about is who did what to who and who called who and who met with who and who didn't do that. And then you got what? I'm flabbergasted. I'm shocked that there are Hollywood producers and actors that are forcing themselves on young up-and-coming stars and starlets. Like, I'm shocked by that. Like, casting couch, I never heard of that. I never heard of men. Oh, now we got a senator. A candidate somewhere, like he's molesting 14-year-olds or something. Shocked, he's unfit for the U.S. Senate. What? But he's—I'm sure he's fit for the White House, right? Like, it's just amazing. Like, cut it out already with all this. Like, is there any belief anymore in senators, presidents, presidential candidates, campaign managers, athletes? Who's kneeling? Who's not kneeling? Who's this? Who's that? Which team owner is doing this and doing that? And which, you know, media is lying about this or not telling the truth about that? Or this? I mean, come on. There's so much mistrust and distrust. So how does that affect us? Well, it's been, hey, Adam Witte is here. Great to see you. And Coach is here. Great seeing you. How does that affect us as business owners? You better believe it affects us. Now more than ever, people are skeptical. And if they're skeptical of their senators and presidents and the New York Times and, you know, owners of sports teams and Hollywood producers, I mean, they're just skeptical of everybody. Like, you better believe they're skeptical of us. So it is not the time to put an ad in that just says, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Or, you know, boy, we're the best plumber in town. Like, it's not the time to do that kind of crappy advertising or marketing. It's time to really tell your story in an effective way of why people should do business with you. It's time more than ever to use case studies and testimonials of happy clients that you've done work for. And not just say Mary F. You know, it's Mary Francis on Main Street in the town we're in, and put her photo and put her video and say, contact me, I got hundreds more happy customers. It's time to go back through your customer database of happy customers that you don't have testimonials from and contact them and get them. And I've run contests for testimonials over the years. I don't feel I should just call them up and say, give me a testimonial. I'm like, you know, I'll give you here's how I do it. I run a double-pronged contest when I want to gather testimonials, because I've been remiss in gathering them over the years. I want to go back through my happy customers And I want to encourage everyone to give me a testimonial. And I want to encourage them to give me a good one. So I do a double-pronged testimonial contest. I say, here's the deal. You get X prize just for sending in a testimonial. You get into a drawing. Everyone that just sends in the testimonial gets in a drawing. And you could win the $500 whatever. You know, if you're going to get 50 testimonials from people and you get a $500 flat screen TV, you're paying $10 to collect a testimonial. Believe me, it's worth a lot more than that. So that's how you do it. You don't say, I'll give a $500 TV to everyone. Even though testimonials can be worth $500 each, you can pay $10 a piece by estimating you'll get 50 of them and give a raffle for a $500 prize. Then I give a second one and I say, and for the one that I pick that's the best testimonial, I'll also give that person an extra $100 dinner for two at wherever or something. So I'm going to give a prize to encourage someone to give a great testimonial, but I don't want to discourage people that would say, well, mine's not that great, or I'm not that good a writer, or I don't have time to, you know, I don't have that great a story to tell, or I'm not really that articulate, or I'm just going to make a 15-second video. I'm not going to send it in because mine won't be the best that won't win. That's why I give the participation award, and I give the award for the best, and then I make it clear you can win both. So the person that gives the best testimonial is also going into the drawing for both. So you could win both, so send them all in, and then they come flooding in. And then you can put together your pages of testimonials, your videos on your website, your social media, and share them all over the place. I mean, you really need more than ever to have as much proof as possible that you are a trusted provider of the goods and services or whatever you provide. I could not urge you more, business owner watching this video. If you are remiss in proving to strangers that they should trust you, you have almost no chance of being trusted. And if you have no chance of being trusted, you have no chance of making the sale and getting a client. And in today's climate, where nobody trusts anybody, and who knows tomorrow, the next name to drop of who is dropping whatever drugs into young girls' glasses and raping them, and who's doing what to who, and who sent emails out to corruptly do something or whatever, you know that's happening. Tomorrow another one's coming, and another one, and another, and another. And so more and more people are just in disbelief, and are all of our beliefs in anything we thought was a solid, believable thing is being ripped to shreds, and we are in the no mood to see bogus ads or marketing that just says, I'm a plumber, call me. You can trust me. Like, prove it. Do everything you can to prove that you're trustworthy. I'm sorry, but you just have to these days. Donna's here, great senior. Phil Brakefield's here. Phil says, agree totally, Steve. Thank you for that. And that's it for Topical Tuesday. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I do, because I can't say it enough. Okay? If they don't trust you, and it's not their fault, okay? If we have not built enough reasons for our prospects to trust us, we have only ourselves to blame. So if you're getting people asking you a lot of questions where years ago they didn't ask so many questions. Hey, how long have you been in business? Hey, maybe they asked the question two or three times in different ways. They didn't forget what you said 5 minutes ago. They don't believe you. And they want to hear it again, and they're not sure. And you can, we all know, we're business owners. We know people when they're talking to us. We can tell they don't believe us. They're questioning. And you know what? You shouldn't take it personally. They're not saying, oh, Phil Brakefield, I don't trust you, I don't believe you. It's not because you're Phil Brakefield. Phil Brakefield's a totally ethical, trustworthy, honest person. They don't know you. It's because, just for that reason, they don't know you. So even though you personally are trustworthy, if you haven't proven that to them and gotten that point across to them, yeah, it's our fault. So when someone goes, yeah, Steve, I'm not so sure that I should work with you and that you're the one to help me market my business. You know what? Whose fault is that? That's mine. Not enough proof. I didn't give enough trust. I didn't make them safe and secure enough in feeling that I'm the right person to do business with. I got only myself to blame. It's only getting worse, folks. I don't predict it's getting any better. I predict that even if no more Hollywood actors or producers, no more politicians, no more athletes, no more media people were found out to be lying, cheating, raping, anything at all, it would still take years and years to heal the wounds that people are going to remember for years and decades to come. Once trust is broken, it is really tough to get it back. And the thing that we are suffering from is it's not trust in us that's broken. It's trust in people in general. And that means us. So, yeah, our job got a lot tougher. So the question is, are you going to just give up or are you going to do it? So more time building more trust just has to be done. Or else we're going to lose. That's it for Topical Tuesday. Sorry to be such a downer today. Okay. On a positive note, there are specific things you can do. I gave you one of them with the gathering testimonials. There are other things you can do to build trust. If you want some help with that, contact me. I'm sure I'll cover it in some more videos in the future. Speaking of which, tomorrow I'll be back home. My flight has been delayed an hour and a half here tonight. I'll hopefully get home tonight. But tomorrow I'll be back at you with another video on Wisdom Wednesday. And hopefully I will talk to you then. Thanks to Donna, Adam, Phil, Coach, anyone else here live, anyone watching on the replay. No rhino of the day because I'm out in the middle of an airport here. Didn't bring a rhino with me and don't see one stampeding around. So no rhino of the day today, but I'll be back tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks for being here today. Catch you tomorrow from Salt Lake City Airport in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. Steve Cypress, over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.